This episode is sponsored by State Farm. You a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Well, look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers. They're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
OG, I know you're already a member, but I wonder if the rest of our audience knows that becoming a member at Navy Federal Credit Union could help you save and earn more. Their certificate options could earn you more than standard savings accounts with competitive rates. Not all financial institutions offer you as many choices for savings options as Navy Federal does. For example, you could start your savings journey with a low minimum deposit, add money at any time, and watch your savings grow. Thanks to flexible terms, you can use Navy Federal's savings option for all kinds of goals, short or long term. Considering a big home improvement project, maybe you want to consolidate debt. You could borrow up to 100% of your home's equity with a fixed-rate home equity loan with zero closing costs, or easily borrow as you go with a home equity line of credit. Both options could help make life's big expenses seem more manageable. To learn more, visit NavyFederal.org. At Navy Federal, our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. Membership required. Terms and conditions apply. Loan subject to approval.
Take a deep breath. Relax. Inhale through your nose and exhale through your mouth. Sit back and close your eyes. Gradually release the tension, starting from your toes, working up your legs to your pelvis, and from your fingertips, slowly up your arms to your shoulders. The Stacking Benjamins Show, no matter how bad it gets, is your favorite podcast. I will count backwards from three, and when I snap my fingers, you'll be overcome with delight at hearing the start of this episode. 3, 2, 1.
Live from Joe's mom's basement, it's the Stacking Benjamin Show. I'm Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug, and dude, today's 420. This is my favorite day of the year because Joe's mom makes tons of brownies. They smell so, so rad. On today's show, we'll talk about the heavy topic of whether your friends have any influence over how much money you got in your wallet. To help us, we welcome from Her Money Matters, Jen Hempel. And from this here podcast, OG. Plus, this is the kickoff of Money Smart Week. Gnarly. We'll talk to Heather Greenwell from the Chicago Federal Reserve about next week's free money festivities. Free money? Yeah, count me in. Plus, we'll answer a Bloom call for help and top it off with my amazing trivia. And now, the guy who's ushering in the weekend, Joe Salcihi.
That's right, I'm ushering in the weekend. Time to party, and your party starts right here on the Stacky Benjamin Show. I am Joe Salcihi, Average Joe Money on Twitter, and we have a festival of people celebrating 420 and the start of Money Smart Week. Let's introduce the gentleman across this rickety card table from me right now, the one and only OG.
Weekends start on Thursdays now, Joe, didn't you know?
That's at your house?
At everyone's house. Is that not how it works?
I didn't get that memo. I need that memo. Can you just produce
it? Especially when Friday's 420 day.
I don't even know what you're talking about there. But I do know we have a special guest with us today.
Indeed.
She has a brand new book out, Her Money Matters, and she has a podcast. Guess what that podcast is called, OG?
I know this one. It's Cue card.
Doug. Where's Bye. Doug? Doug's already getting brownies.
Doug's getting more brownies.
It's called Her Money Matters.
Her Money Matters.
And it's Jen Hempel joining us at the card table. Hey, glad you could be here for the party.
Thanks for having me. And thanks for keeping this beanbag available again
for
me, because I am loving the beanbag.
We've got Jen's favorite beanbag chair. Like, that's hers. Doug tried to sit on it. You kicked his butt pretty good, Jen, getting him off the beanbag.
Of course. That is my beanbag. It's got my initials all over it.
You know who else's butt you kick? And that's, Jen, people that don't use House Call Pro. Because I know you love House Call Pro. Thanks to House Call Pro for supporting Stacky Benjamins. If you're ready to get your service business organized and streamlined with your customers, head to housecallpro.com/SB. They're going to waive your $99 activation fee because you're here with us. How about that? Go to housecallpro.com/SB. What drives me crazy, OG, is when I have contractors. We've had a lot of contractors lately here in the basement.
Just a couple in the basement, huh?
Holy cow. It's been contractor heaven here. And I'll tell you, the disorganized ones drive you crazy. And all you need is House Call Pro to get there, and we'll save you $99. And you save $450. Jen Hempel, if you had $450 right now in your pocket, what would you do with it?
Oh, I'm going on a girls' trip. Leaving my guys behind.
I was going to say.
Is that terrible?
Mother of two, spouse of one, leaving them all.
Bye. I got $450. I'm out of here. Yeah. How far does that get me on Uber?
I know.
It's so funny because non-parents don't think that's very funny, but everybody that has kids is like, hell yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Drive the first $225 of gas, and then you know you've got $225 of gas to get back.
There you go. There it is. Very simple math. You don't even need that much math to go to MagnifyMoney.com. Magnify Money's the place to go when you need a better checking account, a better savings account, better credit card options. In fact, if you pay your credit cards off every month like you should, why don't you play the reward point game and do it the right way? Nick Clements over at Magnify Money says you leave money on the table if you're not getting 2% back on your rewards. Where do you find those? StackyBenjamins.com/Magnify Money. All that and more. And speaking of more, got a lot more on today's show. We're going to talk about relationships, people in your life, and maybe should you get richer friends so that you get richer? We'll talk about that. And it's the start of Money Smart Week. We're going to talk to somebody from the Chicago Fed about that too. Exciting day here in the basement. So let's get this party started.
Hello, darlings. And now it's time for your favorite part of the show, our Stacking Benjamin's headlines.
Our headline today comes from Money-ish. I thought I'd run this by the two of you because I thought this was pretty interesting. The headline says, the key to getting richer could be your community. It's written by Reed Alexander. And Reed writes, Americans who identify as part of communities are more financially secure, according to a new survey from MassMutual. He writes, it takes a village to get rich, and roughly half of Americans, 48%, who identify as part of a community, in many cases a neighborhood, social, or religious group, say that's helped improve their finances. What's more, almost 7 in 10, 69%, say that being part of such communities helps to reduce anxiety around their finances, according to a new survey conducted by MassMutual Life Insurance. Do you think that your friends help you reduce anxiety about your finances, Jen?
Well, I love this article. And the reason why I love this article, because it can go both ways. You can definitely, like the Stacking Benjamins community, that's a fantastic community. I know you love like, even more, don't you, Joe?
Like what?
And what are you doing on Monday?
But in there, you're feeling more comfortable. So when you're more comfortable with the people that surround you, you're more likely to talk, let's say, money, more likely to share something that you wouldn't share with anybody else. Granted, it also can work both ways, where it also shared in the article that you can be surrounded with people that are always talking how broke they are, and that could work the opposite way. But I think community is definitely important.
I've got friends, though, who are big time spenders. And something that's worried me a little bit lately is that while we're all motivated to do a lot and to excel at what we do, I feel like sometimes, even though I'm not trying to keep up with the Joneses, like, hey, you want to do this expensive thing? You want to do that expensive thing? And I think to myself, if we could do something that didn't cost me a Benjamin every stinking time we got together, that would be fantastic.
You have to be careful about the circle of those people like you're talking about, Joe, because it can be a supportive community or it can be a community that you're trying to keep up with. There is something about lifestyle creep, and there is something about, you know, kind of who you surround yourself with. And for sure, people, if all your friends make $1 million a year and you make $100,000 a year, you are going to be in a world of hurt. because just things are different for people that make $1 million a year. Yeah, so I've been told. You know,
rumor has it, right?
Rumor has it. But by the same token, if it's a good supportive community, you know, it's always interesting to me that more people are willing to talk about their health problems than they are their financial problems. Like, you don't want to talk to somebody about your overdraft fees or how you're undersaving in your 401k, but check out this mole I got. This is a doozy. You know, can you explain this rash? So I went to the doctor. He's like, whoa. You know what I mean? Like, you're totally.
Or post it on their Instagram. I've seen
that. Really? Oh. You know,
like, any doctors in the house? What's this rash from?
You right.
Know? But you know, you'll tell a complete stranger on a train. So I just got back from my physical. Let me tell you how things are wrong with me. But you'd never tell a complete stranger, and I'm broke, and I don't know what I'm doing in my 401k, and I don't know how to save for my kids' college or any of that sort of stuff. So it is really important, I think, to surround yourself with people that are like-minded or better-minded maybe, but not necessarily wealthier. I don't know.
Do you go find the community, though, Jen, or do you create that community? I mean, are you open about your...
I think what's important here is there's the larger community, and I think you need to have like a more distinctive, like more niched community in terms of like maybe ones that really are aligned with how you want to be with, you know, what you want to do with your finances, like the Stacking Benjamins community. And so I think it's just important to just niche, if you will, that community to a smaller community versus just maybe your religious group, because in your religious community, maybe it's you have all sorts of people, right? And so it's just important to really niche down to those that are wanting to talk money.
But still, they talk about in this piece that even if it's a religious community, back to your point, where you've got all kinds of people, maybe from different walks of life, it still helps you with your finances. Why do you think that is?
I think it's because within those communities, there's people with different skills, different experiences that have different backgrounds where maybe they just bring in that knowledge to their community. Maybe they're talking about, because of course, with churches and stuff, they bring in maybe workshops, and sometimes it is about finances and those type of things. So maybe in that perspective where they bring people from their community to talk like money or talk whatever it is.
You know, Jen's talking about communities in the Stacking Benjamins community. Our close Facebook group is stackybenjamins.com/basement will lead you to our close Facebook group where, you know, we joke around, we talk about money. It is really fun. I love those people. They're hilarious. And some people are knowledgeable. People feel comfortable asking questions. I like that. But that's an online community. Do you think, OG, there's a difference, though, between online or offline, or just get it wherever you can?
I would look at this similar to finding a coach for your life, whether it's something that's going on personally or professionally, a work coach or something. You almost have to find a person or a group of people that are either all aspiring to be at the same spot, and so you all are working at the same thing, or somebody that's just slightly ahead of where you want to be so they can kind of pull you along, you know, from a coaching standpoint. It's almost like finding a mentor or a mastermind group or something like that to kind of dovetail a little bit on what Jen said, to kind of niche that down a little bit closer. It can't just be all people from my church, although we all might have the same belief system around money because we're all, you know, of the same faith or whatever the case may be. I think you want to be a little bit more specific about, here's what I'm working on right now, and here's what I need help on. And let me find somebody that's just a little bit ahead of me on that.
But then we're talking more, I mean, you know, you said it's like finding a coach, but you're really talking about more coaching than community.
Well, a little bit. I mean, look at our group on Facebook.
That's true.
It's a whole bunch of individual coaches that all contribute all at the same time. You know,
that's right. People feel free to, feel free to coach each other in an area where they feel comfortable and then be coached in another area. Yeah. Jen, communities that you belong to that are powerful communities in your life?
Oh, absolutely. There's my community in terms of my family and just extended family is a big one for me. My Latina community as well, since I'm not Latina, that's an important one for me. FinCon, that's another one that has been fantastic. Yeah. So there's definitely various communities in terms like masterminds as well. That's for me, that's a community.
Yeah. And it's funny with a mastermind, Jen, you and I are in a mastermind together, and we really had to tighten that up. Like, I feel like it's your community is kind of what you make it. And that little community of ours has gotten really good.
Absolutely. And there is a Tony Robbins quote that I heard recently that it's not about the resources, but about how resourceful you are.
Yeah.
So you can have, you know, in the community, back to the point about just the religious community, you can have all these resources, but it's about how resourceful you make it, right? With the resources that you have around you.
Yeah. Using that community, OG, without being a user, right?
Yes.
Correct.
That's what I meant to say.
Yes. So I think that's a good place to leave it. Online community, offline community. Do you think it matters, Jen?
I think it's good to have both. I mean, I've always thought that it could be either in terms of connecting online or offline, but recently just being able to, because my focus this year has really with my business has been to go in person, meet more people in person and not focus so much online. And there's some magic there
with
just being in person. So I think it's important to definitely have both.
I'm with you. When we meet listeners, when we go around the country, it's a completely different feeling, and it's so much like, but if you can't get it that way, get it online, you know, I agree. OG, online. Do you agree?
Versus in person?
Offline.
I think you got to have both.
Yeah.
I mean, the scalability of the online relationship is so much more, right? You can have community members from all over the world.
I just feel like when I've met somebody face to face, there's a little bit more of a connection there.
Absolutely, there is.
Yeah,
for sure.
All right. Biggest takeaway from the piece then. Jen, we'll start with you.
For me, it was that they're bringing this to light because it's something like we were talking earlier that money is something that we don't talk a lot about. And I think if people see the headline, which is a community can be a key to getting richer, hopefully it opens up their mind that, hey, you, it makes it easier for them to talk money if they find a community where they're comfortable. And that's my takeaway, that it's really, they're bringing this to light.
Yeah. OG, big takeaway.
Well, you've heard this a couple of times, I'm sure, in your life, but your quality of your life is the quality of the five people you surround yourself with. And take a look at the five people you surround yourself with when it comes to money. And I can tell you exactly what your money behavior is going to look like. So surround yourself by good money people.
Tomorrow's the beginning of Money Smart Week, and we've got a real treat here. Heather Greenwald is the head of Money Smart Week. She's with the Chicago Federal Reserve, and she is on her way down to the basement to explain to us exactly what's happening Money Smart Week. I love this. We talk about community, Jen. You familiar with Money Smart Week? There's a ton of free events all over the country.
Absolutely. Lots of stuff. It is just a matter of just going, finding it.
It's a really cool week. When I was in Detroit, by the way, the Federal Reserve in Detroit has a fantastic Money Smart Week program of their own. Very powerful stuff there. When I was at Channel 7, we'd cover Money Smart Week every time. So I was very excited when they reached out to me this year and said, hey, you want to help us get the word out? I said, absolutely. And so with that, let's hear all about Money Smart Week. Well, we've been talking about it earlier in the show, but a big event starts next week. It's Money Smart Week, and here to help us kick this party off from the Chicago Fed, it's Heather Greenwald. How are you, Heather?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on.
Well, I'm so glad you're here on the shortwave talking with us. When did Money Smart Week first begin?
The Money Smart Week started back in 2002 in Chicago, and it was a very focused local event with just 40 partners, all of whom were really interested and excited about building financial capability in the Chicagoland area. And since 2002, over the past 16, 17 years, it's really grown to be a nationwide effort because I think everybody can rally around the idea that we all need to learn how to manage our money better, and we all want to build a financially sustainable life. And so it's been very quickly adopted across the country by many different organizations and institutions. Especially, you know, it being Financial Literacy Month during the month of April, everybody wants to find a way to connect to those consumers and help them build financial sustainability.
That's so awesome. What kind of things can we expect over the next week, Heather?
Well, starting tomorrow, Saturday, April 21st, and then running through Saturday, April 28th, we have events, again, all across the country. So we have thousands of partners that provide free financial education through events, seminars. We even have financial rock concerts. Really, they're delivering this free financial information and education in a variety of ways to best reach consumers that can benefit from just learning even one or two things about managing their finances better. So you could find a session in your local library, around basic money management. You could find a session in your university if you are an undergrad or going to be a graduate student around how do you then manage paying off your student loan debt. So we really try to provide events, sessions, seminars that will hit consumers at every major decision point in their financial life. So whether you are younger and are just learning about how to manage money, whether you're recently graduated and trying to decide how to start saving some of that first paycheck, or whether you're a little bit further along on the journey, on the financial journey, and want to think about saving for retirement, we have an event for you, and we have it delivered in a way that is creative and interesting and digestible and something you can absorb and take away, you know, one or two really key action items from.
Part of what I thought was cool about Money Smart Week are how many just absolute pros, first-class individuals and organizations. And yet these organizations, which, you know, they might want to sell, there's no selling happening here. Like if you see a name, they're not going to be selling at all when they're talking to you.
No, so that is one of the baseline rules and understandings of Money Smart Week. So we're very fortunate because we have so many great partners around the country, and they are from various institutions. So they might be a personal financial planner. They may be from a bank. They may be from a university. They could be a library. They could be a number of different individuals or hosts or content experts. But really what we've all agreed to is that the important thing is we need to provide this information for free for consumers to help them build their financial capability. And so we want to make sure the consumer feels comfortable and trusts that we're giving them the best unbiased information we possibly can. And so at a very baseline, we say that there is absolutely no selling. They are all free events. They should all be giving free and unbiased information to help people make the best decisions about their money possible. So there will be no marketing. There is no selling of any kind. If a consumer wants to follow up with an individual after the fact, they're welcome to do that. But we want to make sure consumers feel like they can go to one of these events, get the information they need to make a good decision about the next step in their financial journey. So we want to make sure that they feel comfortable and that they can trust the information they're receiving.
Yeah, and I've been to quite a few of these. I mean, from basic, how to manage your checkbook, how to balance a budget, basics of investing, like all these different areas are so cool. I just want to know, what does a financial rock concert look like?
We have a wonderful planning team in Detroit, Michigan. The Michigan campaign is very
itself,
but in Detroit, right? I know. A shout out to your Michigan roots there. They have gotten really creative. So the chair in Detroit has a great phrase that she uses. So she likens financial education to getting somebody to eat their broccoli. You know, you're supposed to eat your vegetables. It's not the most appealing thing that you need to do. So maybe you can put a little melted cheese on that broccoli and make it taste a little bit better. So one way that they've found to reach out to especially high school students, because that's a critical age to start thinking about how to manage and save and plan for future expenses like going to college or getting a, you know, getting a house, getting a job, they have devised these financial rock concerts. So they have a rock group that goes out to these high schools, and they play really fun, really upbeat, really energy-packed concerts at these high schools, but then they also talk a little bit about their financial journey, maybe some of the missteps they made or some of the things they wish they had done differently, so that then the high school students aren't just enjoying the music, but they're also learning something too. So it's a fun way to engage that younger demographic that maybe not be too interested in learning about managing their money, but in a way that relates to them and that they can have fun with. But they walk out with some good information too.
That is so absolutely awesome. Where do people find out more if they want to look in their local community?
Sure, absolutely. So we have a Money Smart Week website. It's moneysmartweek.org. And we have a listing of all the events happening across the country. And you're able to search this event listing page by a number of different ways. You can search through zip code. You can search by topic. You can search by day. We've got them broken out into different audiences. So if you are an individual who is interested in retirement planning, you can look kind of in the adult event area. If you are somebody who is trying to help teach your kids about good money management, you can find events for kids too under that section. So we want to make sure, again, that this information is free, is easy to access, that gets you to take that first step or another step along your financial journey in a way that best suits you and meets your schedule. So you can go on to moneysmartweek.org, read a little bit more about the campaign, and find an event that's going to meet your needs.
Awesome. And you know what? If you're out walking the dog on the morning run or on your commute, we'll have a link in our show notes at stackybenjamins.com, and just go there and we'll we'll have a link to moneysmartweek.org. But another question, mom's basement, as you know, out in the middle of, some people call it the middle of nowhere. We call it the middle of heaven. But anyway, we're not going to fight over semantics. If I don't have something in my area, are there any online events going on too?
There are. So our Money Smart Week partners have gotten really creative with how they deliver their content. So some of them are doing things like Facebook Live events. Others are doing webinars. We even have a couple that are doing phone conferences. So we have online and virtual options for consumers as well. And that's going to be something that's listed on that events calendar on the moneysmartweek.org events page. So you can definitely find things that are happening virtually if you can't get there for an in-person event.
Yeah, don't let distance be your enemy here. There's a lot of stuff going on all over the place. Heather Greenwell from the Chicago Federal Reserve, thanks a ton for hanging out with us for a few minutes. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Jeff.
Hey there, trivia nerds. I'm Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug, and here's something amazing. It's not only 420, but it's also Queen Elizabeth's birthday today. I know, right? My head's gonna explode. Wow. Here's a good money question about the Queen, dudes and dudettes. You may know she's worth like 500 million pounds or clams or dollars or whatever, but give or take a few hundred thousand, whatever. How much is the stipend the British government gives her each year to live in and run her whole like estate, all those castles, the whole shooting match? She gets something every year. How much they give her? Oh man, I bet it's like it's a huge number. I bet it's a huge number. We'll share the answer, which probably more or less than the 14 bucks Joe's mom gives me to keep her Harley washed and shined. I'll give it to you. Just a minute. Hold tight.
Today's episode of Stacky Benjamins is brought to you by Magnify Money. Guess what time it is now, kids? It's time for us to go to stackingbenjamins.com. You can hear me typing stackybenjamins.com/magnify money. And I'm going to compare the best offers for savings accounts. Click on the Get Personalized Offers button and boom, look how fast that was. I now have all of the best rates for savings accounts. I put in an account balance of $11,000 and put in my zip code, but it says that I'm going to get $220 of interest because it looks like my number one choice is a 2% interest rate. How about that? Brick and mortar banks still paying in the 0.0 something, right? And Popular Direct paying 2%. Now, the good news is Magnify Money doesn't just take you to places that they like. They give you, according to one study, they give you 92% of the different things on the internet, things being the technical term, right? But the bad news about Popular Direct, Magnify Money lists their paperwork as way too complex as an F. So my second choice is Salem 5 Direct. That gets a B when it comes to the fine print, and it's 1.85. Then I have Dollar Savings Direct at 1.8, PurePoint Financial at 1.75. All of these online banks way, way, way higher than what I'm getting at my brick and mortar bank. Why do I stay with my brick and mortar bank when it's easy as heading to stackybenjamins.com/magnify money to get better rates? I can also look at balance transfers. I can look at cashback rewards if I pay my credit cards off in full each month. If I don't, 0% interest cards. I can also look at budget apps, auto loans, small business loans, private student loans. Here's something some people do. They look at small business loans and then they look at also personal loans and look at the difference between the two of those to see which interest rate's better for them. StackyBenjamins.com/magnify money is my number one place to go. Or when people ask me, where do you think the best place is for me to save? I don't know. Head to Magnify Money and use StackyBenjamins.com/magnify money to tell them that we sent you. We're also supported by House Call Pro. Let me tell you about House Call Pro. It frustrates me. We're having a lot of work done in the basement. And if you have seen our Money in the Morning live videos lately on our Facebook channels, we record that show. You'll know I've got Larry and other work people coming behind me the whole time here in the basement. And it frustrates me when we bring in somebody to do a job for us and they don't know what time they're supposed to be here. I have no idea how long the job's supposed to take. I also don't know how the invoicing works. All of those problems, which by the way, make it difficult for me to refer people. How can I refer somebody if I don't know how anything works. Yeah, I like this person. They are incredibly disorganized. Can't do that. House Call Pro solves all those questions. It's designed for any service business. It's on a really easy to use app, so it's not like you got to learn a ton about how to figure this stuff out. You've got a job to do. You don't need to figure out your software for billing, scheduling, and those types of things. That gives you more time with your family, more time doing the things that you love. They were voted the number one software to run your business on the go. Saves you time organizing your business. Here's all the different things that it can do for you. Scheduling and dispatching, sending customers a text update to the entire process of where things sit. Online booking, payment processing, you can use all of that. You can use part of it. It's all up to you. So if you're ready to get your service business organized and streamlined with your customers, like me, go to housecallpro.com/SB. Tell them Stacking Benjamin sent you, and guess what they're going to do? They're going to waive your $99 activation fee. Head to housecallpro.com/SB. All right, guys, what do you think? Jen, we explained the rules before we started recording. Do you want to guess first or last?
Let me just take a stab at it.
You're going to go first.
I'm going to say $250,000.
She gets $250,000 to run. She has to run the household.
The stipend.
Yeah, but she has to run the household because that's going to change your number.
Okay, let's.
If you've ever watched, if you've ever watched The Queen, and you know, and they've got a couple castles. So
that is true. Maybe a million.
There's a lot of grass to mow.
That is true.
$1 million?
A lot of grass to mow.
$1 million.
Well, this is all about like Price is Right style.
You're not going to go. You're not going to go $1,000,001, are you?
So let me take a stab at it. My official answer is $1,000,001 because I want to win. But how
you're a horrible human being.
I know. So I'm $500 million pocket change to a guy like Joe for sure. Couple palaces, some staff. I'm going to say the annual budget is $7,643,911.32.
Watch this man up and go with that as your real answer.
Fine. $8 million.
$8 million. $1 million for Jen, $8 million for OG. Let's see who wins.
Hey there, trivia fans. Miss me? Oh, that's sweet, man, because, like, I missed you, too. I love having good friends like you, and that's why I'm back with this royal doozy of a far-out trivia answer. The question, for those of you too busy eating brownies or, you know, maybe you developed a short-term memory issues like I seem to have lately. I don't know what's going on. Here's the question. How much is the stipend the Queen receives from the British government each year to live on her estates and run her prodigiously sized castles? The answer? Back in 1990, the Queen froze the amount she receives from the Parliament at $12.9 million. That represents more than the 85% drop in real money from 1990 to today due to inflation. So, did you get it right? I mean, did you figure it out? Oh, awesome. Nice job. Let the Queen know, man. I'm sure you'll be eligible for some kind of like knighthood or something based on your ability to crank out useless information. Unbelievably, get this, OG was the winner in this contest. Unbelievable, OG. Mucho respect, dude.
Jen, you were just a little low.
Oh, I figured. Well, OG was really thinking through it, and I was just like, let me just guess without any thinking.
But it's not like if you were here on any other show and Paula, holy cow.
Paula would have said, I don't know. I'm just throwing this out there. 12,800,000. I don't know.
She'd say, well, they probably need X amount per mower, and each mower costs X amount. If you depreciate those over 20 years and get the, good stuff. 12.9 million, not a number, Jen, you can live on. It's a good start.
Yeah.
I'm just amazed that it's, you know, so who's taken the pay cut over the last 30 years? Queen, probably, right?
Well, I read something saying they had a staff Christmas party every year. They used to. They got rid of that like in the 90s.
That didn't eat up the last 30 years of inflation.
I was going to say, if you had a $800,000 Christmas party, I want to be invited to that party. But
oh, you weren't invited to our last party?
To the Queen's last party.
Oh, well, you said if we had an $800,000 Christmas party.
Oh, if we had
ours was an $800,000, but it was,
if we had an $8 Christmas party, that'd be awesome. That'd be great.
You and I drinking Schlitz in front of a fire.
That was so romantic. Oh. Looks like somebody needs some help, and all three of those O's are sponsored by Bloom Smart Simple 401k Management. If you've got a 401k, do you know how frustrating it was deciding what to invest in without professional help? Now there's, and let me ask you, Jen, your husband signing up for his thrift savings plan, frustrating?
No, not for us. I mean, it was just something we knew we were going to do.
Because he's got you, but deciding which funds to pick?
Oh, the funds part, deciding to do it. I mean, some people even just deciding to do it, it's a tough part for them for whatever reason. But yeah, the funds part, yeah, that's something that you just needed to, we had to take a good look at.
Yeah, people
but
think
we
that
definitely
they're...
knew. The easy part was knowing the, you know, that has really low fees. That was the easy part, knowing that TSP was a good choice. But yes, absolutely, picking the funds, that's another matter.
It is so frustrating for so many people. There's a better way now to grow your 401k. Len's not here, so can you help me?
Sure. I can take over for Len. Now, I know where this is headed.
Now there's a better way to grow your 401k.
Bloom.
With three O's is a simple, smart, and affordable way to grow your 401k. Go online to StackyBenjamins.com/Bloom to find out more with
Bloom.
You can simply connect your existing 401k in a few easy steps. Then sit back and relax while
Bloom
performs an unbiased analysis of the funds in your account and chooses the best mix to meet your goals while minimizing his investment fees. By the way, they do that analysis for free, whether you sign up or not. It's so simple. In fact, the hardest part is remembering there's three O's in Bloom. Head to StackyBenjamins.com/Bloom and enter promo code.
SB.
SB for your first month free and see the difference Bloom can make in your retirement. And today we're going to help out our new BFF, Daniel. Say hi, Daniel.
Hey, Joe and OG. Daniel here. Thanks for keeping me entertained on my long commute to work. My question is around life insurance. Shortly after my daughter was born, I upped my life insurance policy, and my wife signed up for a new term policy. Her policy included a rider at no charge for a 25-year term, $10,000 policy on my daughter. Yesterday, her insurance provider sent a letter and offered to turn that temporary rider into a permanent policy with 20-year payments for a monthly increase at just over $1 a month. By permanent, I'm not sure if they mean whole life insurance or just a term policy that goes beyond 25 years. What questions should I ask when I call them back to inquire about the offer? I know it may seem silly to ask a $12 question, but since my 5-star review never made it on Mom's Fridge, I figured this was the best way to make it on the show.
Just because we didn't talk about it, Daniel, does not mean it didn't make it on the fridge. I promise you, we can't keep up with Mom and the stuff on the fridge. But thanks for the question. Jen, it's $1 more for permanent insurance on his infant. What do you think?
I would just call and ask the question. I am not an expert in the insurance, so I'm going to, you know, really turn it more to OG. But for me, I just really want to know why his 5-star review didn't make it to the fridge. That's really my big question to you, Joe.
That's the most important question.
That's the most. I mean, I'm sorry, Daniel, but I'm rooting for you because it needs to be.
I'm feeling the heat fridge. Lamps here on me from that beanbag chair. Holy cow. OG, what questions does Daniel need to ask?
Oh, this is easy. No questions. You don't even reply to that email. This is a really shady bait and switch, is it not?
It seems like it is because permanent insurance for $1 more.
Join the Gerber Grow Up Plan. For 69 cents a day, your child can have life insurance until they're dead in 150 years from now. But they'll probably cancel it sometime in their 20s, and we'll keep all those premiums that you paid, and you'll never... It's stupid.
That's what I was thinking you were going to say, but I'm like, you know what?
Just let him say it. Yeah.
Let him say it.
It totally feels like a big bait and switch. Like, hey, so we're going to give you this for free, and then 2 weeks later, you get a thing in the mail going, hey, that free thing. What do they call those? Freemiums?
Freemium.
Did they get a freemium life insurance policy with an upsell? Upsell, cross-sell, down-sell, market.
It's like, what did I find in the bottom of my Cracker Jack box? Oh, some permanent life insurance. Fantastic. Yeah, permanent life.
I mean, it's a dollar, so whatever floats your boat. It's not going to kill you either way, but I wouldn't even bother with it.
Well, the first thing, if he really wants to do permanent insurance, is to ask, how can you do that for just a dollar?
Okay. We don't need to get into how they do that, but it's all based on likelihood and probability, right?
No, so, but it's still going to be more than a dollar for a permanent policy that's the same amount as the term policy rider that they have?
Eventually, yeah. Mm-hmm. But what they count on is the fact that every kid in America, and I know you had one and got rid of it, and I had one and got rid of it.
What, a kid? Gets these. I totally didn't. No. Oh, I swear to God, that wasn't me. I kept that both my kids. Oh, life insurance.
You kept all three, two of them. No, I mean,
we get that call every year around the holidays. Hey, Dad. Hey, wrong number.
Click. Right. Wrong number. Yeah, somebody asks you for a DNA sample every so often. Ancestry.com calls and says, we've got a match. You're like, delete that email.
That's horrible.
No, this happened to me. It happens to a lot of people. When I left my house after I was done with school and everything, my mom said, oh, hey, by the way, here's this life insurance policy I've had for you for the last 20 years. And you go, oh, okay. It's got $18 in it in cash value. Great. So I can just get the $18. Well, do with it what you please. And that's what happens to most of these things.
The big question for me is, once your child's past SIDS age, why your kid needs life insurance? Because life insurance, generally speaking, unless it's for some, I mean, there's some obscure reasons to use insurance, like estate planning or gifts to charity, paying off some tax that might come up. But generally, it's to replace income that you won't have. So unless, Daniel, your infant is out there cranking
in
the bucks,
actually a Gerber baby,
right, is making a bunch of money for the family, there's no reason to have insurance on a child.
Yes, and maybe funeral costs are expensive, right? So
yeah, but you look at
anything weird happens.
Yeah, okay.
You know,
just if I'm playing the odds, which is what risk management's all about, right? If I'm not focused on insurance and I'm focusing on risk management, which is where I should be focused. Once I get past sudden infant death syndrome, the chance of your child passing away goes through the floor, which is why there's a news report every time something happens to a child, because it is a huge tragedy. Can it happen? Yes. But if I'm risk management, I'll see people buy life insurance on their kids and they don't have disability on themselves.
I'll take the free amount that they're going to add.
Yes.
Right. If they're going to say, hey, here's 10 grand as the child rider, let's take that.
And then I guess if you need insurance through yourself, I don't know, Jen, does your husband have insurance on the kids available through work?
Yes, I believe so. I know there's one, a free one, but I think it is through work.
And do you think that's
just
a good way?
$10,000 or something.
Yeah. Yeah. It's that amount.
Yeah. OG, do you think that's a good way to go to get it through work?
Free. Yeah. Take all the free stuff you can get.
Yeah.
What's it going to hurt? Yeah. I wouldn't pay extra for it.
Good stuff. Thanks for the question, Daniel. And your review, I'm sure it made it to mom's first.
It needs to, like, maybe today.
Needs to be highlighted.
We apparently missed it, and I feel bad. But yeah, good stuff. Thank you very much, Daniel. You know what we're going to do? We're going to send him our call-in t-shirt that everybody gets when they call into the show, because that takes a lot of guts to do. So we're going to make it up to you with a Stacking Benjamin shirt that he'll never want to wear, because it's a Stacking Benjamin shirt.
I wear mine at least once a year.
I wear mine constantly. We got to get Jen one of those shirts.
Yes.
I've got one. Remember, I got
you do
one.
Have one.
I did order one.
You've got the financial education one. Yes.
It's the one. It looks like a gym t-shirt like we had in middle school. Yeah. And yeah, that's the one that I have.
This one's a circus.
Financial ed shirt. Yeah, this one is a circus. The greatest money show on earth show. Anyway, head to stackybenjamins.com/ nothing. Just go to stackybenjamins.com and click on the top and where it says questions for the show. And that'll show you all the different ways you can interface with the show. That's going to do it for today, guys. Jen Hempel, thanks a ton for playing. And for those people that missed our interview with Jen about her book, Her Money Matters, you want to go back in the archives at Stacking Benjamins, listen to this. So we covered that, but let's talk about your show. What's coming up on Her Money Matters, which is awesome.
Oh my goodness. So this month I've got some fantastic guests. I believe that you have had Rocky Lavani.
Yeah, his daughter, this is funny. I've been on his show. His daughter's come on the show. He's joining us on the round table in the next, I'm going to say 6 weeks. So not yet, but Rocky's awesome.
Okay. I know you all talk, so I've thought, but yeah, so I've had guests like that. I've been mixing it up a little more, and not really on purpose. It's just how it comes down the pipe. So there's been definitely more males on the show, which has been great.
For a show called Her Money,
mixing it up.
For a show called
and
Her,
you've been on the show.
I have been
as
on.
Well, which was a lot of fun. And focusing a lot more, bringing in more experts on areas that I don't cover because I don't know it all. So I bring in different experts in different areas of finance that I don't cover. And the one that I'm excited about releasing too, because we're going to be working with her. And I believe, yes, I know you've met her. Pam, the scholarship shark.
Oh, yeah.
Who I absolutely love. I'm excited to share her with my audience just because my oldest, he's in high school right now, but he's got 3 more years. And so those are the things that are on top of mind right now is the scholarships, the free money. So
and she's incredible. She was on our Facebook Live everybody needs to go listen to that because that woman knows where awesome. All the money's buried. She knows where it's all buried. Yeah. Good stuff. OG, what's happening to you What's happening with you? What's happening to you?
Lots of things happen to me. The Twitter followers are proceeding as planned at Not the Fake OG. I have a really funny story. So I do a little bit of exercise in my free time, just like a little bit. And so I messaged the exercise person like, hey, didn't really feel like it, but she motivated me and I got it done. And somebody, complete stranger, wrote back, the real OG, like at the real OG, did it in 44 minutes. So I mentioned that it took me 45 minutes and then it said, and so I click on it. There's like actually a Twitter handle for the real. Anyway, I just thought it was funny. Just a complete random person, you know. So, and not the fake OG, but because I'm not the fake one. There's a lot of fakies out there.
There are lots of fakes, but there's
otherwise, one real. You know, just kind of hanging out. It's a busy time of year. School's kind of wrapping up. My in-laws are coming to town. It's great. My house is like a youth hostel for old people. What do they call those? Senior centers?
And also, yes, it's like a senior center. A youth hostel for old people.
An older adult hostel?
No, I think on that note.
That's way too PC. It's definitely a senior center. We got to get one of those little chairs that you can like ride up the side of upstairs.
So do you provide activities for them? Bingo.
He does. Bingo.
And all those things.
Bingo at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
I worked at a senior center. I don't know if you know this.
Things you say there.
Direct.
Right.
Yeah. We all get in the van and we drive downtown and we go look at the museum and stuff. Yeah, it's great.
We're going to leave it right there. Doug, tell us what we should have learned today.
Yeah, sure thing, Joe. Man, I've just been sitting over there in the corner all show, just absorbing all this knowledge you're dropping. I could definitely tell people what we should have learned today. First, surround yourself with good people and your money situations won't take care of themselves, actually, but you'll find yourself emulating better habits, which will then translate into more financial stability. Second, thinking about insurance for children? You should carefully consider not the cheap cost, but whether you need it or not. Look, if Spam were on sale for like 3 cents a can, would you buy 100 of them? Oh, I would totally buy 100 cans of Spam. That stuff's awesome. But the big question, try not to walk downstairs after eating Joe's mom's brownies today. I think it'd be way better to actually walk with brownies and Funyuns, man, and like Bugles and crunchy Cheetos. Not the puffy kind, though. Those are worthless. The crunchy Cheetos is where it's at. Who else is getting hungry? Wow. Special thanks to Heather Greenwell from the Chicago Federal Reserve for stopping by the basement. You'll find more on Money Smart Week and all of the free events around the country at moneysmartweek.org. This show was created by Joe Saul-Sehy, produced by Richie Rutter-Reese, and engineered by the amazing Steve Stewart. Online, visit us on Twitter at SBenjaminsCast or on our Facebook page. Shannon Cowan is our community manager and social media guru. I'm Joe's mom's neighbor, Doug, and there's a 73% chance that I played Chuck on Happy Days. SB Podcast may receive payment on the show from sponsors and guests in the form of books, giveaway items, discounts, or other remuneration. There's no way you would take advice from these dorks, but like Joe's mom always says, don't take advice from people you don't know. This show is for entertainment purposes only, and before making any financial moves, consult with a real financial advisor. Thanks to Joe's mom for these amazing lollipops. Man, 420 just keeps on getting better and better. Lollipops would be extra good with some of those Funyuns and Bugles and crunchy Cheetos. Who wants to go for a Taco Bell run? Anybody? Oh, gee, let's go hit the bell.
Welcome to the after show, the part of the show that doesn't exist. Jen, you worked at a senior center.
Yes, I did. I worked at a senior center for right before I married my husband. Do you know what I studied? I have a master's in gerontology.
Do you really?
Yes. I am purely talent. I have, yeah. And this is what I'm in finances. And
right.
I've been all over the place. So, I worked at a senior center. I did their outreach for definitely the international population, especially because I'm Latina. They wanted me to do a lot of the programs for the Latino seniors. So
I was at a credit.
Exactly like my house.
Yeah.
We have somebody on staff.
I even taught aerobic classes for it. I even taught aerobic classes because you had to wear all hats, right? So I did some of the aerobic classes.
I'm going to talk to my mom next time she's down. And Mrs. OG's mom, and see if they want us to do 8:30 a.m. calisthenics.
OG's about to negotiate a deal with Jen.
I know.
Come
this
teach
is
her.
Be funny.
And the dances. There were the dances, the senior dances.
I just got one of those big buses that pulls up in front of my house, and all the old people walked out, and then they go to the farmer's market or wherever the heck they go.
It'd be better having Jen there. Within a week, they're all speaking Spanish. I mean, they're multilingual. They're having fun.
What are you saying? It's not fun for me to be the cruise ship director?
No, I know you. They're like, okay, how can we have way more fun than this? I got to ask
the guy from Happy Gilmore.
I got to ask Jen something that I heard a month ago. I'm not even going to go there. That I heard a month ago, a year ago at a credit union conference. There was a group from NYU who was working on a new app. And they decided to focus on older people. And as they were studying older people, they got a bunch of statistics. And they said, some statistics we can't use. But the one statistic we found funny that we can't use for their study was the highest, not the highest number, but the biggest acceleration in STDs is among senior citizens. So did you see hookups happening? Was it a wild and crazy party at the senior center?
I did not see hookups happening, but I've heard of them. Yes.
Just can't imagine.
Yep.
I'm going to the senior center. So, hey, ladies.
Like I said, there were dances and there was a lot of things happening.
I did these singles dances for older people when I was a disc jockey, and they were mostly seniors. And I worked them for maybe 3 years. And by the end of 3 years, I think all the regulars had made their way around the entire, like so-and-so was dating so-and-so, and that lasted maybe 3 months. And then they were dating his buddy, this other dude. And then they were dating the next person, and they made it all the way around the circle. It was pretty, it was pretty filthy.
I believe it.
It was pretty filthy.
Slim pickings when you're like 97, you know, you get what you get.
It was pretty disgusting, but I don't know. I was going to ask, is any craziness though? I mean, we had Susan Hodges on. Remember this, OG? We had Susan Hodges on talking about that nursing home in Fort Worth that she worked at and some of her incredible stories.
Oh, yeah. The nastiness.
There must be some stories, Jen.
stories on
anything. Something happened at the senior center you wouldn't expect.
And the senior, we're still back to the senior center. I was thinking we were changing gears. Oh my gosh, that was feels like so long ago now.
I had a while you're thinking of that. Good. I had a client who hired me because he had no immediate family left. He had a friend from college that I had to get a hold of on his behalf and ask his friend if he would be his, power of attorney. And we talked to this friend together. And it's funny, his friend said to me, he's like, I haven't seen Norm since college and I'm going to be the guy taking care of him. And I said, you're all he's got. He doesn't trust this one cousin who's still alive, doesn't trust that part of the family. His family's all passed away. So you and I are it. So I watched this guy fade over time. And so I would go visit him at the center, and he had Alzheimer's. And it was sad to watch him just go away. And there's one day we're sitting in, they had this little indoor garden area. His power of attorney and I are sitting on this bench. The power of attorney and I are just talking because Norm is just out to lunch. He just is staring off into the distance, but he keeps talking. And he keeps talking about horse racing. And horse racing has come up a lot lately on the show, but he keeps talking about horse racing.
There's some synergy here with yes. all of our shows lately.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. They're like, Joe's got Alzheimer's also because he keeps talking about horse racing. But he keeps talking about horse racing, keeps talking about what he did as a profession and to keep some anonymity about who he is. I won't talk about that. But he would have these conversations and he'd just keep babbling. He would just talk. So we're sitting out there with him. And there's a woman sitting a couple benches away, and she has this young man who's holding her hands because she's trying. Whenever she gets away from him, she keeps hitting herself. And she goes, don't hit me. Don't hit me. Don't hit me. Please stop. Please stop. Don't hit me. Please stop. Don't hit me. Don't hit me. No, 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 no. Don't hit me. Don't hit me. Please stop. And the guy keeps saying to her, it's okay. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And she just continues. Don't hit me. Don't hit me. Please stop. Please stop. No, 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 no. And it's funny because Norm had been out of it for maybe 3 months until that day. And we're sitting on this bench and she just keeps going on. No, 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 no. And it was amazing. All of a sudden he was there. You could just feel that he was there with us. Like he came out of whichever room he's in and he's there with us. And he looks right at me and he says, I wish she'd shut the up. And then he goes back into wherever he was. Like he's back with us, looks at me and says that, and then he's gone again. And it was the most amazing moment. It was this, I don't know, spiritual moment. It was this weird moment. And anyway, that's probably the weirdest thing that ever happened to me at a senior center.
Yeah. And I can't think of one specific. I just remember with Alzheimer's, it is such a crazy, it's just sad because it's a degenerative disease right, over time. And I have, you know, recalled seeing some of the seniors because I would volunteer at some of the nursing homes. And that's when you really saw like some of the sadness of, unfortunately, it is hard to, you know, with some of those diseases is draining as a caretaker. You know, and so the families take them to the nursing homes, but then they just leave them there. Not everybody. And yeah. That's the craziness for me was just seeing these seniors basically aging all alone. I mean,
yeah, getting abandoned.
Right.
Abandoned. Right. Yeah, that's tough. Boy, we ended that on a high note.
That's great. I'm going to go call mom real fast. Tell her she's welcome at my house anytime. And, we can do anything she wants this next trip.
Yes. And that you're inviting Jen over and you're going to have aerobics and Spanish lessons. It's going to be great.
And I can teach them some salsa lessons too, if they want.
All right.
Bringing the tone up.
Oh, gee, I know you're already a member, but I wonder if the rest of our audience knows that becoming a member at Navy Federal Credit Union could help you save and earn more. Their certificate options could earn you more than standard savings accounts with competitive rates. Not all financial institutions offer you as many choices for savings options as Navy Federal does. For example, you could start your savings journey with a low minimum deposit, add money at any time, and watch your savings grow. Thanks to flexible terms, you can use Navy Federal's savings option for all kinds of goals, short or long term. Considering a big home improvement project, maybe you want to consolidate debt. you could borrow up to 100% of your home's equity with a fixed rate home equity loan with zero closing costs, or easily borrow as you go with a home equity line of credit. Both options could help make life's big expenses seem more manageable. To learn more, visit NavyFederal.org. At Navy Federal, our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. Membership required. Terms and conditions apply. Loan subject to approval.